We're going to go to the Word. So if you will pray with me, say, Father, I need eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to perceive what the Holy Spirit is saying to me. All right. We're going to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. Now, if you want to really get the whole gist of it, you can read the whole chapter, obviously. And we're going to start at verse 8. Believe it or not, the NIV says love, for the day is near. Love, for the day is near. And I won't pick on you, I promise. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. Did you hear that? To love, even when they misbehave. Your choice is to love. For he who loves is his fellow man has fulfilled the law. Think about what you've just said. The continuing debt to love one another, for he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. That means unconditional law.
Romans
13, verse 8. Verse 9. The commandment, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be, are summed up in this one rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, if you think you're still in the middle of the feast, there might be leftovers. And sometimes leftovers can really do a number on you. Verse 10, love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Is that what your Bible says?
Yes.
Do I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. Verse 11. And do this. Understanding the present time, the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber. Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. That was written 2,000 years ago. You think anybody awakened yet?
I hope so.
I hope so too. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. A few months ago, I gave you guys an armor scripture in Ephesians chapter 6. And I remember saying to the Lord, why do you want me to give them a formula? He says, because they're not ready to put on me. They're still thinking carnally. Now, I know that it says about the helmet of salvation and the buckle and the feet and so on and so forth. But if you put on him, why do you have the ritual? Is it necessary? If you put him on, you are now clothed with light. Put on the armor of light. How is the armor on? It's outside of you. Tell me what darkness can permeate you if you are full of radiant light. If I put on one of those little light show suits there that plugs into a bunch of battery banks, and I'm all lit up for Halloween, you tell me how many ghosts are going to run, no matter how dark it is. Everywhere I go, I will light my way. I won't need lamps from whatever. I won't need a flashlight. I will be the light. No darkness will irritate me. Yet, we prefer rituals because it's easier to do it from the flesh.
Let us behave decently as in daytime, not in orgies or drunkenness, nor in sexual immorality or debauchery, not in the dissension and jealousy, rather clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's pretty easy when you look at it, but most people don't want to go through it. Clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Now you say, well, now that sounds so wonderful. Well, it sounds good, and it is good. Because if you put on the armor of light, you're going to have light on your back. You're going to have light coming out of your arms, out of your legs, and out of your feet. Well, you really need a helmet of salvation. You are. You have the mind of Christ. You're full of light. Are you going to have to put on a hat to prove it? No. See, St. Paul, I believe, was telling the Romans to go a little higher. The Ephesians were probably hard to comprehend where they were in Christ Jesus. And what I believe the Lord was saying to me today is we have these rituals that we actually do and they become religious, even in the sanctified church. You say, well, I never heard about putting on the armor of light. Well, is it really there or is it my imagination? I can remember the Lord saying to me at one point in my life, after I had done that ritual, you know, put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, etc., etc., I did all that. I did it like a formula, day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out. And he said, are you tired of putting this on? Wouldn't it be easier if you wore me all the time? So I came out of the ritual. But you know, I had to start at the ritual because I was a baby and a boy in Christ. Now do I worry about if I have my helmet on or if I have my shoes on? No, I don't even think about them. Why? Because I've got him on me and I've got him in me. I'm clothed with his light. Everywhere I go, I am full of light and the darkness has to flee. So you tell me what demon's going to try to hang around me. Tell me, how many demons are going to hang out with you if you're full of light? They can't handle you. They can't stand you. They hate your guts. They will retaliate. They will try to hit you from afar. And if you agree with them quickly, they drop out of sight because they've got no more ammunition. That's what we talked about Sunday. Stop arguing to prove your case. You are the light of
the world.
Oh, you're kidding me. Ask your neighbor. Look at them right in the eyes. Say, are you the light of the world? And do you believe it? If you believe it and you are the light of the world, why don't you start acting and walking as though you are? Instead of thinking about, oh my God, I did this wrong. Oh my God, I did that wrong. Oh my God, I better get on my knees and repent for 3 days because I have just goofed. What rituals? And I'm sure the Lord must look at us and say, ha, ha, ha. Psalm number 2 says, the nations of the earth are all arguing back and forth. And what does God do? Ha, ha, ha. Right or wrong?
What do you think happens to the darkness when you're going around? And what do you think happens to them? They get off your case. Because they can't stand joy. Is it true that the joy of the Lord is your
strength?
Oh, it is? Okay. So when your friend was giggling here.
It's all I'm good for, Tim, is just
all teasing aside. When you are full of joy, believe me, something is going to activate to try to stop you or control you. The other day, Irene is having a real hard time with her leg, and we're trying to put the ice pack on her knee. And I am just so full of life, you know, I mean, literally. I'm not oppressed by this painful knee at all. Of course, it's not me that's suffering. Okay? So I'm giggling. And she said, don't you know I can't stand that? I said, don't you know you should have never married me? So that didn't go over too big. And so all the more reason I giggled again. She says, you know I can't stand it. I said, no, I think darkness can't stand it. Because I know that this God of ours has already healed you and he's setting you free. And she kind of smiled and she said, thanks for that. Why?
Because she knows the truth.
But you know, I didn't act or react out of a choice. It was bubbling out of me. So all the fear tactics that she's going to be in a wheelchair. I know what those thoughts are. I've been injured by my leg, etc. Had surgeries on my leg. I know what those thoughts are. I've been there. So what are we doing when we laugh at the darkness? We're making mockery of his attempts to destroy, and he cannot win. Amen. He loses every single time. He loses because he's got no options.
No other options except to get you depressed, oppressed, and when you're full of light, he can't hang out with you because you are irritating his sight.
Good.
Yeah. So I want you to close your eyes. Say,
Lord Jesus,
I want to fulfill the law
by giving out love,
whether they deserve it or not.
And by choice,
I am putting aside
all the deeds of darkness,
and I'm putting on the new armor of light. I'm going to be a man of light
and a woman of light.
And no darkness will come near me.
And I don't need to do a ritual. Because when I'm full of light, I am energized. Better than the energy bunny. Much better. Because my batteries won't wear out. They are eternal batteries.
They're Holy Ghost empowered.
Hallelujah. And the greater I grow in knowledge of God, the brighter the light gets. The more I trust him, the light gets bigger. Hallelujah. And I know I'm irritating the enemy. But that's okay. Because when I giggle, he runs away. Hallelujah.